Sports.com.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here toll-free, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we share with you. We tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And the toll-free number is 855-453. We also have Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. We're going to go right into your phone calls then. Looks like people are going further than just declaring their own personal independence or declaring that they no longer have allegiance to the government in a letter to Congress, as you can do right now at downsizeddc.org or also shiresociety.com. That's your personal declaration of independence. And downsizeddc.org has a letter that you can send to Congress, people letting them know you are withdrawing your allegiance. But also others are simply renouncing their citizenship entirely. We can talk about that in striking numbers, apparently. But to the phones first, where Dave has been waiting patiently in Ohio. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian, Mark.
Welcome, Dave.
I didn't hear last night's show until this morning. I heard it on the archives. I was working last night, and I did want to respond. You're having a discussion about Dr. Sanjay Gupta and marijuana and paranoia. Now,
yes.
I should preface this by saying that I actually do not partake in marijuana, not from any moral grounds. I actually sold paraphernalia for about 10 or 12 years at flea markets, so I'm not against it by any means. And most of my friends, on a regular basis, you know. But I did have one experience, and this is maybe 40 years ago, where I got marijuana unbeknownst to me at the beginning. It was baked into some carrot cake, and it was just the best carrot cake I'd ever tasted. I just kept eating it and eating it.
That is not funny. Oh, no.
Yeah, well, because all of my friends, you know, partook, and I kind of knew what was going on, it didn't bother me. But
so wait. Just a point of clarification. I thought it wasn't announced, but when did you figure out it was magic weed cake?
When I started hallucinating. Apparently, I'd had so much, I actually started hallucinating.
Oh.
That's
my
a lot
goodness.
Of marijuana that would
that's
do such a thing.
Lot.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But I realized what was going on. I was very comfortable reclining on the floor, and the actual hallucination that I remember was somebody walked in front of me, and I saw their foot come down, and then the next foot. But then the only thing I saw as they walked across the floor was just those 2 feet going across the floor. I didn't see the rest of their body.
Wow.
It was kind of interesting.
Mm.
And
wow,
it could be that large amount is what caused me to become paranoid later.
So they just allowed you to eat up, to just shovel in a bunch of this carrot cake without giving you the information that, hey, there's marijuana in there?
They thought I knew.
Oh,
because I was there when they were preparing it. But I thought they were just, you know, putting some stuff in and mixing up this stuff and putting it in the oven. I didn't realize what was going on.
Oh, my. Now, had you eaten marijuana previous to this incident?
No, I hadn't.
Oh, wow, man.
I had.
Now, for those that don't know, let me just clarify something here in this discussion. When you're using cannabis or marijuana or whatever you want to call it, smoking it is a way of pretty much immediate delivery. If you smoke the plant or the flowers in this case, you will have THC delivered to your bloodstream relatively quickly. You'll get high in a noticeable fashion in a fairly short time. However, if you eat marijuana, maybe baked into brownies or cookies, or in some cases you just throw it in a coffee grinder, put it in pill capsules and eat those. If you eat this plant, these flowers, then it will take longer. So it may take an hour. It may take 3 hours before you really start to feel the effects. And it's a different kind of stone. It's a different kind of high because, you know, the THC is entering through your stomach and passing. Yeah, so it's a different, more maybe like a body high, or in your case, like you said, you got so much of it because when you're eating the marijuana, you get almost 100% of it. You're not losing it by incinerating a portion of it. There's no combustion going on here. It's your body's breaking it down and it's absorbing it. So you're going to get a larger dose as a result of eating it. So therefore, eating a lot of it. I'm not really surprised that you had a psychedelic experience on it. It is considered a mild psychedelic in low doses, and so therefore if you had a higher dose, it, in theory, could do something like what you described. It's very interesting.
Yeah, and marijuana does have a side effect. Some marijuana strains have a side effect of paranoia. And I think to some extent what we're dealing with is, a product of the black market. Because marijuana is illegal, you can't get the different strain. It's difficult. You can't just go to the drugstore and say, you know what, I want the marijuana that doesn't have the paranoid side effects. I want, you know whatever highs and the different brands, the sativas, the indicas, the different types that you'd be able to pick and choose from them rather than sort of take what your drug dealer has that week.
Well, I think there's a good argument. It was made on this show last night that the paranoia probably comes from the fact that it's illegal. You know, the fact that people who are smoking it may be concerned.
I can tell you that was not the case with me.
Okay.
I was among friends. I felt comfortable. I did not have a job where they were testing. None of that stuff. I mean, everybody there, you know, I felt comfortable. It just, I suspect it was because it was so much.
Yeah.
And I probably had that
it
reaction.
It'd be overwhelming. Dave, thanks for sharing your story tonight, man.
I have one more thing about Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Yes. This is the doctor, for those that don't know, who has come out very recently and changed his position drastically from being against medical cannabis to being for it. He's even gone so far as to be working on a documentary about it. And he is a relatively prominent television talking head physician who's now made a drastic 180 on this issue. And it's pretty big news. Go ahead.
I suspect that what has happened here is, so my background is science. I have a degree in sciences, that sort of thing. Now, I suspect what's happened here is that he is an investigative reporter. You know, he goes out on medical stuff, and he was trained as a doctor, so he saw all of the things, all of the studies that they gave him in med school, if it was in med school and so forth. Now, what happens when he gets on television is he's going out to investigate, and he probably did this because, not because there was a change in how people thought about it. That didn't make him change his mind, you know, for the popularity or whatever. But because so many people were now saying, hey, we need medical marijuana, he, as an investigative reporter, went out and said, okay, is there anything to this? And then he found all of these stuff good, and he did his own. And I suspect that that's really where.
I follow you, Dave. We're actually losing your phone call at this point. I appreciate hearing from you. 855 450-FREE. And we read Sanjay Gupta's mea culpa last night, where he profusely apologizes for being wrong about the issue of medical cannabis, and he really seems to be doing everything he can to make right on that. And so good on him. It's pretty great.
I do think that paranoia is one of the things that you have to deal with when, you know, talking about marijuana. I think it's it's fair to warn everybody about the consequences. I do think that marijuana is a far less dangerous drug than alcohol, and alcohol's ubiquitous in our culture. So
yes.
It's something that needs to be looked at. But to just dismiss it as, oh, it's because it's illegal, I don't think that's entirely
fair. I think
it's
a big factor.
It could be. It might be a factor, but that doesn't mean, you know, it's one of the side effects of the drug, of the effects of the drug.
Maybe for some people, like you said, maybe some strains
it more so than others.
Let's go to Cliff in Massachusetts, listening in Clinton to WGAW. Hey, Cliff.
Hi, how are you guys doing tonight?
Great, welcome, sir. What's on your mind?
I'm the founder of the Clinton Mass Tea Party in Massachusetts, here, where our emperor is spending his vacation in Martha's Vineyard as we speak. I was actually just cooking, and I turned on the radio, and I was listening to you guys. And I'm like, thank God, there's more people out there than just our groups, and you know, the vast underground of people who are seeing what's going on with our government and how we're turning into such a, well, we're already there. We're a socialist government, and they, when like the news that came out yesterday with the FBI and NIS and all them. Homeland Security using spying tactics, and then in court to convict people, and then lying about where they got the information from. You know, I would just want to. What do you guys think of that?
Well, when it comes to spying on Americans, it's just horrifying, and the consequences are so much greater than what seemed to be talked about on the news. You know, as I detailed in previous in the hour, I think the worst part is not the spying on us, but them spying on them. The power plays that go on within the government, between the government factions, trying to find out how they can get a leg up on each other. None of us are served that way.
Cliff, if you've got more, you can stand by. We'll bring you back here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. You can also take control here and bring up what you want. It is Free Talk Live.
Planning to explore America this summer? Get more value on the road when you stay at America's Best Value Inn along the way. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and instant rewards at most locations. Enter for a chance to win America the Beautiful Park Passes by liking our Facebook page. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com to book your stay and save more of your money on the road this summer.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour, applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle and you can win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udi's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity. Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in toll-free, and you can bring up anything that you'd like. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We have listening options on our website. You go to listen.freetalklive.com. You can get tuned in through our live streams there. We've got broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. They're 24/7. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is always airing on our streams at listen.freetalklive.com. We have radio stations, about 120 of them from coast to coast on AM and FM that carry the show at various times throughout the week. Thank you to everyone at our wonderful stations for putting our show on the air. Thank you for listening as well. Also, satellite. We've got XM Satellite Radio. You can also hear us on Free to Air, which is available across North and Central America, thanks to Bitcoin. We've also got webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact with other listeners on. So go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn about all that, plus our listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. If you can't get Free Talk Live in your ears, you're just not trying. Go to listen.freetalklive.com.
Another great show out there called SchoolSucksProject.com. It's a podcast and a call-in show and a web community and a YouTube channel all wrapped into one. They discuss real education and deconstruct state indoctrination. They discuss all kinds of learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, history, peaceful parenting, personal growth, better communication strategies. And they've got, if you go to SchoolSucksProject.com and browse through, you can see the 12-part Kids Are Not Defective podcast series, which examines the destructive impacts of youth stereotypes in the media, medication for rebellious behavior, corporal punishment, zero tolerance policies, and much more at SchoolSucksProject.com.
All right, so we're going to go back to Cliff. He's a brand-new listener, listening in the Clinton, Massachusetts area to WGAW out of Gardner. And, Cliff, you're back on Free Talk Live. You'd mentioned that you were a founder of a Tea Party in the area.
Yeah, the Clinton Mass Tea Party.
Yeah, and I think you successfully pointed out that the government is basically socialist. Of course, they're also fascist at the same time. But I wanted to point out or question you, I guess, and see, did you think the same thing 10 years ago?
You know, it's funny. We have a lot of meetings for the Tea Party, and we actually had a conversation 2 nights ago that people, three years ago, if you brought up what was going on with our government now and with this administration, and even with the Congress, people would say, oh, my God, you're a whack job. You know, you're serious. They're using drones to kill magazine moguls who speak out against the government and destabilize the Middle East. Please, you're crazy. You're a whack job. But now you speak about this stuff and it's real. There's a new thing every day.
It was real back then too. The thing is it was real back then too. The difference is that now the mainstream media has accepted it. It's been shoved in our face by people like Edward Snowden and others.
Yes.
So, but my question was more on a line of would you agree that these sorts of things that you are outlining here were also being done during the Bush administration?
Yes, I believe so. I think that's the one thing is I'm a Republican. I mean, a dyed-in-the-wool Republican. My family goes back all the way to the Revolutionary War, originally from Vermont. But we have no representation anymore. I think the Republican Party has been, bastardized by the rhinos in it and then by the Democrats. They've destroyed our party and from the town levels in our country all the way up to Lance Priebus, who's the head of the party, on the national level. And I think Bonner's a joke first because why hasn't anything gone down? Why hasn't there been any real investigations? Any real, law and order? I know we got Holder that we have to deal with, but any real law and order coming out of the Congress about Benghazi?
When has there ever been?
I don't think there's supposed to be. I think that you're getting exactly what you're supposed to get out of Congress.
Yeah, but we should have impeachment trials.
Who's we?
Broken the law.
The Congress does the impeachments. Congress has all the impeachments it wants to have.
Well, that's the problem. We're not
dealing with
the Gettysburg Address, of a government for the people and by the people. Shall not perish from this earth. I'm sorry, there is no government.
Right. Was it ever that way?
That guy who gave the Gettysburg Address threw reporters in jail for reporting on the news. I mean, he threatened the Maryland Assembly for in order to throw them in jail. So
you're talking about Lincoln?
Lincoln. I mean, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The stuff we were taught in school is a bunch of lies.
Exactly. It's the Civil War was states' rights.
Cliff, I want to say thanks for calling.
Well, I think it was a lot of things. One of the states' rights they wanted was to own people.
Can I say one thing? I want to
briefly
blog a quick link. On our website gets about 2,000 or so views a day because we go into all kinds of stuff. We have some great writers. And I want to put a link on our webpage, the Clinton Mass Tea Party, to you guys. But I want to ask
you
guys permission first.
Oh, please, you don't have to ask our permission for anything like that. You just go right ahead and do whatever you feel is best, and I appreciate it. It's freetalklive.com. And Cliff, thanks. Look forward to hearing from you again in the future. Appreciate it.
Could I give you our website so people could click into it?
You can do that briefly. Go ahead.
Okay, http.
Everyone knows that part.
Kipper, KIPPER, 1969.wordpress.com. Or if you can't find it that way, just look up Clinton, M-A, Massachusetts, Tea Party.
Good luck, Clinton, or Cliff, appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. And by the way, if you're going to put a website up, spend the $10 and get yourself the domain name. And of course, if you go with Squarespace.com, you get the free domain name if you order a year's worth of Squarespace.com.
Right, it's $8 a month at that point to maintain the site, and it's beautiful. It doesn't have that sort of WordPress look to it, which is, it's good if you know how to do it, but if you don't know how to do it, it tends to look WordPressy.
Yeah, so Squarespace.com, great place to go, and you can use our discount code FTL and the number 8, FTL now and the number 8. I didn't realize that that had been changed, Mark. That's interesting. So the old code will still work, if I'm not mistaken,
sure.
FTL7. It'll get you 10% off over at Squarespace.com, which is a great way to host your website and make it so you can easily give out the URL without having to spell out something lengthy. If you get the deal where you buy the year and they throw in the free domain name, I think that's worth it. I mean, it's so affordable, first off, and then you buy a year at once, it gets even better. Use our code, it gets even better. So code FTL8 at squarespace.com. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's go to Chris in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Chris.
Yeah, what I wanted to call and ask you about is, you had that Jim on earlier talking about renouncing citizenship.
Yes, Jim Babka from DownsizedDC.org. Mm-hmm.
I don't know about renouncing citizenship. What he was saying was withdrawing your consent.
True. He said withdrawing allegiance, actually, to be specific.
I don't even know if you can...
And I equate withdrawing allegiance as saying you're denouncing your citizenship.
All right.
What do you think about that, Chris?
Well, I wanted to ask him, but maybe y'all had talked to him about it. Was he talking about stuff to do with, like, the SESTA-KV trust and...
The what?
The SESTA-KV trust.
I don't know what that is.
You're going to have to tell us about that.
Stand by, Chris. We can bring you back here in a moment. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. A lot of people are renouncing their citizenship. But then again, if there never was a citizenship in the first place, how can you renounce it if it didn't ever exist? 855-450-FREE. I'll explain what I mean by that here in a few moments. You can take control as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bioavailability. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You, as always, can bring up anything you'd like. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. And with you in studio, Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features for free. The mobile site is one of those features, and is in mobile.freetalklive.com. You can get tuned into all of our live streams there, and also grab the podcast, again, from m.freetalklive.com. Of course, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. It's been over a year since we premiered Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, and you can go and still watch the movie for free in its entirety at victimlesscrimespree.com. It's on YouTube now with, I think, around 85,000 views after a year of being on YouTube. I don't know if that's good or bad, but it doesn't seem terrible, 85,000 views. I don't know how many of the 85,000 have actually watched the entire movie, but it's good to know that people are out there seeing this film, and hopefully it's encouraging people to stand up for themselves. Because, you know, coming back around to a conversation we were having earlier with Jim Babka from Downsize DC, it's important, I think, the idea of declaring one's independence. I think it's important to declare that you no longer have allegiance to the federal government, and then to take it to the next step and start non-cooperating with the government people, and not doing what they tell you to do, and not paying what they tell you to pay, and not jumping through the hoops that they demand that you jump through. And if enough of us stop cooperating with them, then they'll really have no control over us anymore. Yeah, they might put some of us in a jail cell, try to teach us a lesson in that way, but ultimately, if enough people stand up, then there's nothing they can do, because there's more of us than there are of them. So what I'd recommend you do, if you love liberty, of course, is go to freestateproject.org once you are ready to stand up for the freedoms of others. And once you understand that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free, and the freedom's about your right to live your life how you want, as long as you don't harm anyone else. Now, Chris is in Texas, and Chris, you had had mentioned something about a trust, and we were running out of time in the segment. I didn't have time really to understand what you were saying. So can you lay that out for us?
Yeah, it's the Sesta VK Act of 1666, and I tell you, I don't know not the expert on the subject, but I have done some research into it, and I can tell you I found plenty of case law that backs up that even though this thing was written for the UK, it was English law, there's plenty of cases you can find in case law that talk about American citizens being under the Cesta Vitae Trust. And
the can you spell that for me? It's very hard to understand what you're saying. Cesta?
Yeah, it's C-E-S-T-U-I and then Q-U-E and then V-I-E.
Okay. And what is the gist of this?
It talks about the in, I guess, old England back in 1666, when people were coming over to the North American continent, the ones who didn't return, they would set up a trust and they considered them dead after 7 years if they didn't return. And they would set up this trust that the government would be in control of. And if they never returned, then the government completely, controlled your trust as that, your trust is everything you own.
How can the other people set up a trust for you without your consent?
And what goes into the trust?
The government on that one.
Well, but these people
doesn't make sense.
But these people would take everything that they owned, right? Or take what they wanted to take and
to the new world.
To the new world, and then they wouldn't come back. And so, what was in the trust?
That would be all their property, all their anything that, as far as
what the stuff that they had
what
in the
they
new
left,
world,
what they left in.
Yeah, what they left over in England. And think about it: when you buy a car, do you get the actual title to the car, or do you get a certificate of title?
You get a certificate of title.
Which is, where did the actual title go?
It's on file in the state's filing system somewhere.
But does it
look, I don't understand how you're saying this 1666 trust has anything to do.
I've never been to England. I certainly wasn't born there, so I wouldn't be involved in this, right? Like, I've never been to England, so they wouldn't have a trust there for me, right?
Trust me, I was where you guys are 4 days ago, and that's when I learned about it and started doing some research and thought, okay, this has got to be a bunch of BS. Then I went on and started looking in case law. Lo and behold, it's there.
What are you suggesting? I still don't really understand what you're getting at. You're saying they did this in the 1600s, but they're still affecting it. What? It's still happening today? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm suggesting that there's still case law in the books from just a few years back. They're still mentioning the Cesta KV Trust and how they control all of our property.
Like, so what about the people that didn't come from England, though? Most people in the United States have at least some non-English blood. What about the slaves that were brought over from Africa? What about the Native Americans?
Does the Queen being in control have to do with anybody in England being from England?
I guess it doesn't, no.
So this is this conspiracy theory that the Britons are still in control of the United States.
Yeah, I've heard this one too.
That's what you're putting out there, right?
I'm just suggesting that there may be something further going on as to why we need to renounce our citizenship.
Well, here's what I would like to say, and thank you, by the way, for the call, Chris. I don't know if I, agree with the viewpoint, but...
So some people want you to renounce your U.S. citizenship in favor for state citizenship.
Yeah.
But the consequences of doing so seem to be very high. And this is sort of one of the theories in the sovereign citizen movement is the suggestion that basically you have to give up your driver's license and all the things that come with U.S. citizenship. I'm not entirely certain, but it gets pretty darn
driver's
difficult.
Licenses don't have anything to do with U.S. citizenship.
Look, man, I don't make up these conspiracy theories.
If I did, I certainly
wouldn't go back to an act that was prior to the American Revolution.
Yeah, if you're getting a driver's license, they're probably going to ask you if you're a citizen, but ultimately it's not like that's
this
what gives you
citizenship. This is some of the claims that we have heard on this show throughout the years.
There have been all kinds of claims on this show, and that last caller just gave us several of them. I want to talk more about the idea of citizenship in a moment, but Bill is on the line in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Bill.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to add a little bit to that story that you had covered about renouncing your citizenship, because I had just renewed my, I had an address change on my concealed carry permit mm-hmm. from Massachusetts. I'm a daily carrier, and I had moved, and I had to get my address changed. And I had just gone over the, you know, the codes and statutes for that down here in occupied Massachusetts. And it says right in there that if you renounce your citizenship, that's a reason to be disqualified for the concealed carry permit. And I know that a bunch of people will say, well, if you got a permit, you know, then you've already waived your rights and everything else.
Yep.
But at the same time, you know, I want to be able to carry a gun and protect myself and my family.
Sure.
Because, you know, I've been threatened by Iraq war veterans about 9/11 stuff. So my police department issued me a concealed carry permit so that I could protect myself. But if you openly renounce your citizenship, you publicly, you could just be not approved for a concealed carry permit. And just a quick web search, I found that Pennsylvania, Florida, and a few other states have that listed right at the top of being disqualified for a concealed carry permit.
Did you see if New Hampshire had anything like that, Bill?
Well, I didn't see if New Hampshire had anything about that, but they don't have they have a concealed carry permit, but they do have open carry allowed.
That's right.
Without any permit. So I guess in New Hampshire, as long as you didn't want to get a concealed carry permit, it would be okay to publicly renounce your citizenship. So instead, what I have done is I'm just in full open revolt against them, and I don't renounce my citizenship. I just object to all of the tyrannical acts that they're doing.
Well, I don't think you can renounce something that never existed in the first place, and this is my point.
This is their propaganda. It's not mine. You know, I just go with what I need to do to have a concealed carry permit, because otherwise I can't have any firearms, even in my home here. So
yeah, I heard you. It's really frustrating to be a firearms owner in Massachusetts. Bill, thank you for your call tonight, man. You have made the pledge?
Yes, but I'm about 4 years away because of my joint custody.
You mean you're moving to New Hampshire?
I'm only 12 miles away now, but I'm going to move as soon as my son gets his license.
But that imaginary line makes a big difference. Bill, that's congratulations on making that choice. We'll see you when you get here. More coming up.
Business owners, listen up.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour, lightweight lithium-iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
Thank you, listeners. You spoke and we listened. At Chef5MM.com, we've made our checkout process more secure and user-friendly than ever before. Chef 5-Minute Meals. Unlike anything you've ever seen, self-heat in just 5 minutes. You don't need anything except what comes in the box. Visit Chef5MM.com to see this innovation for yourself. That's Chef5MM.com or call 888-959-6502. 888-959-6502.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Take control toll-free here if you like. You can call in at 855-450-FREE. That would be the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's toll-free, 855-450-FREE. We also have Skype. So if you really want to sound crisp and clear, as long as you've got a decent or semi-decent microphone, you will sound better than you do on the phone if you contact us via Skype by username lrn.fm. And don't forget, you can also go to freetalklive.com, get behind the show financially. By shopping with us, you go to shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the links you will see there, and there are multiple links. There's Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, and Amazon US. You click into the right Amazon for you, and then Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. So start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com.
If you've heard about Bitcoins on the news, they got a lot of press in the last 6 months or so, and they are really an interesting phenomenon. They are an internet currency, an online currency, a digital currency that allow you to send and receive money on the internet without having to pay a fee or negligible fee if you wanted to support the developers. And they allow you to send money all over the world. It nearly instantly. Just think about this compared to the other choices out there, like Western Union and PayPal and things like that. You know, negligible fees and nearly instantly. That's not true with either of those services. Bitcoins are a fascinating new currency, and they could very well replace the other currencies in the world. Dollars, pounds, sterling, euros. These things pale in comparison. These are old technology in the area of currencies. Bitcoin's the new currency. And the first step in getting Bitcoins is to have a wallet in which to put your Bitcoins. The place to go for that is blockchain.info. Blockchain.info is an online Bitcoin wallet. They've got apps for the Android and the iPhone, and I think this is great that you can use your laptop and your Android on the same account. They're really just made for that, or your iPhone, doesn't really matter which one. So it's blockchain.info.
So we've been talking about, back in the overarching subject, started in the first hour of the show with Jim Babka from Downsize DC, talking about withdrawing allegiance from the federal government. And we had a caller ask the question, well, doesn't that basically mean you're renouncing citizenship? And my question back, and I didn't get a real chance to explain this, and so I want to do that. My question back was, how can you renounce something that never existed in the first place? And what I mean by that is that the idea that you have ever been or are currently a citizen is fallacious. And I can prove it, and we've proven it a number of times. It's credit goes to Mark Stevens from Mark Stevens. That's Mark with a C, markstevens.net, for pointing this one out to me originally. And the proof is very simple. All you have to do is look up the definition of citizen. Go ahead, pull it up in any dictionary any legal dictionary, too. The legal definition is basically the same as the actual, you know, English definition of it. It is that one. It is one who owes a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection. And so it's supposed to be
a
deal.
And that stands to reason, right? Like you say, this is my country, and that country protects you.
In theory, that's the idea, yes. It is, and it sounds like an okay idea.
However, but this country's Supreme Court, and probably many Supreme Courts around the world, have ruled over and over again that there is no obligation of the government to protect you.
But,
and this is obvious to everyone. Everyone knows this is true.
Don't know about that.
Well, they know it's true if I explain it to them.
Okay.
It's what's obvious here. If you hire a security company to watch your house and your house gets burglarized, you know good and darn well you've got a tort against that company and you could sue them if they didn't try to make good. However, you know as well as I do that if your house gets broken into and you don't have a security company, you're relying on the police aren't going to write you a check. They don't have any obligation to protect you.
But, Mark, the president will frequently say, whether it's Obama or Bush or whoever, they'll frequently say things like, it's my number one job to protect the American people.
No, politicians' number one job is to lie. We all know that. So they can say whatever they want. They don't get held accountable for it. That's where we put our liars in this world. The best liars go to Washington.
Now, it's not to say that the government guys won't protect you. There may be some instances where the police might actually do something
for
you.
Yeah, sure. And I've had that happen.
But there's no obligation.
There's good people that work for the police department.
There's no obligation is the important point. They are not obligated to protect you. So, therefore, if they do not protect you, if they choose not to protect you, there's no punishment for them. Now, maybe you can make them look bad in the media in certain instances, and maybe they'll have to do something in order to make themselves look a little bit better, because to them, their legitimacy is all important. If they are not seen as a legitimate government, then people will be less likely to follow them. They'll be less likely to obey them, less likely to pay them what they're demanding. So to some extent, they have to put up some level of service in order to continue to have you believe in them. But ultimately, the court decisions are crystal clear on this matter. They have no obligation to protect you. So therefore, we go back to my assertion that how can you renounce something, in this case citizenship, that never existed in the first place? If it's the government's position, if it's the state's position, that they don't have an obligation to protect you, how could you possibly have a duty of allegiance to them? They've already broken their side of the agreement. First of all, there never was an agreement. You never signed anything, most likely. And even if you did sign something, they can't be held to it. So everybody that actually did, like, try to get citizenship, for instance, immigrants, and had to go through a ridiculous process and take tests and things like that in order to so-called become a citizen, I bet you'd find out that the government doesn't have any obligation to protect those people either, if that's what it came down to. So they have no obligation to protect you, so therefore you never had any allegiance to them in the first place. Any allegiance you ever had to them was put in your head by the system, by this incessant pledge of allegiance that you're in most places forced to perform when you're a young person. You're in a government school. You're in the schools run by the state. So, of course, they're going to start out their day. The first thing you do in the day is pledge allegiance to them. But they don't have a pledge of obligation to you. You know, the government doesn't come back with you with their pledge of obligation to protect you because they don't have it.
They pledged to the Constitution.
Who pledged?
The politicians.
How's that working out?
Oh, I think that the funny thing about the Constitution is it's understood by everybody that we don't control the Constitution. It's controlled by 9 people wearing silly black muumuus in Washington, D.C., and it's not even controlled by 9 of them. In most cases, it's controlled by 1 of them because it'll be 5-4 decisions. Mm-hmm. So there's one person on either side that, flip back and forth. It's a ridiculous setup.
Did the Constitution say that there was an obligation to protect you in there?
I don't think it did, no.
No, probably not.
Nope. Yeah, the Constitution was supposed to be chains that bound the government, but of course we have the biggest government the world's ever seen.
They're supposed to protect your rights, and they don't do that, and they've broken almost every of the first 10 amendments. They've broken almost all of them, if not every single one of them.
They have broken them all.
At this point. So, again, my assertion is you have no allegiance to them in the first place. And anything that you have, that you believe you have, is just a belief. There's no real evidence for it. You just have something in your head about them. And they've managed to convince you that they're necessary. And that they're good. But all the evidence is contrary to that, isn't it? I mean, really, when you think, you sit down and think about it, what is it that's so great about the federal government? What are they doing for you? The most popular answer to that question is protection. But there's no evidence for that. As Jim Babka pointed out previously, if anything, the evidence is all that their supposed protection measures, like the U.S. military and the Department of Homeland Security or whoever, that these are people that are destroying your freedom, that these are people who are putting you in greater harm's way by manufacturing terrorists, by manufacturing dangerous individuals all around the world by virtue of the fact that these government guys are going over there and committing murder. And they call it war, or whatever they want to call it. They can put whatever kind of other words.
Well, they can call it war, but it hasn't, war hasn't been declared since 1942.
Yeah. So 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And I'm sorry, just because you check a box on a form saying you're a U.S. citizen doesn't mean you are. That's just a box they've put on a form asking you if you're a U.S. citizen before they can give you your little driver's license. You have to check that box. You won't get their permit if you don't check the box, but it doesn't mean you're a citizen.
Well, you can go ahead and look at treaties that the United States has signed in the past, and you'll see that they often refer to the citizens as, mm-hmm. as subjects, the subjects of the United States. Now, that's a much more accurate terminology.
It is.
And by the way, the police still call people subjects all the time. Well, the subject seems to be walking down the street.
That's right.
You know, they'll refer to people as subjects. I don't know what they mean, if they mean the
I've
subject of the sentence.
They don't know.
They don't know either.
No.
It's just the subject of the sentence.
That's what they do.
It's just a subject. So that's a much more accurate term, subject, but I'm no one subject. I get to decide, and I say no, I'm not.
Which is what I was saying before. We need to have more people who are thinking like this, who are kind of, I guess, emancipated from this ridiculous system, who have realized that they never really were a citizen and that they are free people, and you just have to start acting like it. To go to freestateproject.org to check out the Free State Project. You really owe it to yourself if you love liberty. There's more to come here tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. One of the least free places, New York City. Bloomberg, their mayor, is now working quietly on banning the new e-cigarette. 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything. Free Talk Live. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Quantum vibes, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.